Pastor Michael E. Tonner. I want to once again thank you for listening today. We want to encourage you to go out and pick up my book and workbook entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, The Secret to Your Best Life, the book and the workbook. If you'd like to save a little money, you can get both the book and workbook on Kindle. Again, it's entitled The Secret to Your Best Life, and you can pick it up at Amazon.com or you can order it at any major bookstore. Pick up copies for yourself and send a copy to a family member or a friend. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Chapter 20, verse 32 through 38, in a message entitled How to Say Goodbye.
Alright.
Let's read this out loud together at the same time on three. One, two, three.
Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. When Paul had finished speaking, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. They all wept as they embraced him and kissed him. What relieved them most was the statement that they would never see his face again. Then they accompanied him to the ship.
Amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
In the household of the Lord. And again, we're talking about this morning how to say goodbye. How to say goodbye. And there are 3 points we're going to share. As we see in that text, they were committing to grieving. In the text, they were committing to give. And in the text, they were committing to God.
All right. Yes, sir.
We want Christians to know this morning that Christians should be committed to say goodbye, to obey the leading of God.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. Christians should be committed to say goodbye, to obey the leading of God.
Amen.
And this next video, I'm not going to play it all the way through for time, but some of you who are of a certain age may remember a movie entitled Cooley High. Cooley High. And in that movie, there was a song that most of us probably remember. And we probably could sing it out loud. During this scene, the songs to the words sung out talked about it was so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. It was sung later by some newer song singers, but many of you remember that song and remember that scene in the movie. After this young man was killed, who there was hope and a future in front of him, and these are the words that nowadays is even more popular than the movie Cooley High. And I couldn't help but to think of that as we were going to celebrate this morning. It is hard to say goodbye to those that we love. And I couldn't help but to think that there are so many different levels of goodbye. There's the eternal goodbye. That's when someone who does not give their life to Jesus Christ, you won't, if you are saved, will never see them again. But then there are some serious temporal goodbyes for those who die in the Lord, and some of us have lost mama and daddy who has died in the Lord, and it's a serious temporal goodbye. In other words, we will see them again, but we just won't see them on this side. We can't call them up like we used to. Hello, somebody. Anybody missing a mother this morning? You know that you can't call them up on this side, but you're looking, to go on over to the other side, because there's going to be a great reunion in the sky. It's a serious temporal goodbye. And there are other goodbyes that are not as serious as we are celebrating today, and even as they celebrated in this text. We're saying goodbye, but it's not like we're not going to see them again. Hello, somebody. They moved from one place to the other, and that's what was going on in this text. But in this text, we see that even though it wasn't as serious a goodbye, but we see in verse 38, as we're talking about committed to grieving, we see it says in verse 38, what grieved them the most was that his statement that they would never see his face again. Hello, somebody. And they were grieved, and saying goodbye can be a grievous time, even when the person is not gone to the other side, it still can be a grievous time. And we must be committed to grief, because we're going to miss them. Hello, somebody. That's why it's okay today to have some tears in our eyes. Hello, somebody. Because for everything, there is a season, as it says in Ecclesiastes 3, and we share in verse 1 and 4, everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under the sun. There's a time to weep, and then there's a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn, and then there's a time to dance. Hello, somebody. So we want to encourage you to you can mourn today, but then it's time to dance tomorrow. Hello, somebody.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Because God is still in the blessing business, and we're going to mourn because we're going to miss their presence in the church.
Right.
Not just in the church, but in the school system and everywhere else in our families. It's okay to mourn. But what we got to do is we have to, after we mourn, we got to be committed to what? Giving. Hello, somebody.
Right.
We mourned this morning. It's okay with that. And we've also gave this morning. That's okay, because the text that we look at this morning, they were committed to give. Paul said in that same text, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Right.
Hello, somebody. And that's why we want to give an offering and show our appreciation to a family that has given so much to this church. Hello, somebody. It's more blessed to give than to receive. That's why we challenge us to do this good for them. Proverbs 3:27 says, do not withhold good from those whom what?
It is due.
Hello, somebody. When what? It is in your power to do. Don't withhold good for those that it is good. It is due. Because this family was a foundational family. Ministry, prayer, mime, as we heard, singing. I didn't even know singing. Hello, somebody. Ushers. Hello, somebody. She even had a raking ministry. Hello, somebody. As our dear deacon shared that testimony and that meeting we had, but we was all in tears. Hello, somebody. But it's good, it's more blessed to give, and that's why we're giving today.
And do not withhold good from those who it is due. And we need to be committed to doing everything we can to make their transition a good transition. Hello, somebody. Not only them, but to others. Hello, somebody. There may be some others who have a need within our body, within our sanctuary. And sometimes it's even good to give to those that don't have a need. What do you mean? Don't you know that millionaires love to give get gifts? Everybody loves to get gifts.
Man.
Hello, somebody. They can have money in the bank. You give them a gift. They go, oh, thank you so much. Ain't that right, Brother Al? I'm just messing you, Brother. But everybody loves to give a good gift. Get a good gift. Even if we don't need it. We have to be a church that gives. But lastly, like I said, we've already preached this sermon today. We've grieved. We've given.
Yes.
And not only that, and this is how you say goodbye. We did what? We committed them to God. Hello, somebody. It says, now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace. And that's why we have them come up and we're praying for them, because we're committing them to God. Hello, somebody. And there's some other folk in this house today need to be committed to God. Oh, because God wants you to be committed to him.
Amen.
Acts 14:3 says, but Paul and Barnabas, what? Appointed elders of them and each church, and then what did they do?
And with prayer
and fasting. What did they do?
Committed
them to the Lord. He committed them to the Lord. And that's what we have to do in times of transition. So everybody can't stay. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Life is a time of transition, and but when they go, we gotta commit them. Hello, somebody. When they go off to college, we gotta commit them to the Lord. When they move from the city after they graduated from college, we gotta commit them to the Lord. And this is how you say goodbye. Oh, you just gotta commit them to the Lord.
Right.
I have a mother in Colorado Springs, and I have to commit her to the Lord because I can't be there with her.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because God wouldn't let me go back there to live there.
All right.
So I have to, and every time I'm concerned, I have to commit her to the Lord. And you've got some folk that it was hard to say goodbye. You sent them away, but you haven't committed them to the Lord. You give them over to the Lord. The Lord, guess what, can take care of them.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. Couldn't help but think when I was preaching today, nobody tells you how to say goodbye. Nobody tells you how to transition. Hello, somebody. But this is how you do it. You're committed to grieving. Because those good kids, you know, you didn't mind them being around.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Men with daughters don't ever want them to leave the house. Hello, somebody.
All right.
Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. But we got to grieve. We got to give them everything they can. We can.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, somebody. When I left home, that's what my mother did. She grieved. And she gave me everything that she could. She helped me to buy some furniture. Hello, somebody.
All right.
She gave me everything. And then she committed me to the Lord. Hello, somebody. Yeah, to get gone and to stay gone. That's why you give them. That's why you have them get set up so they don't come back. Hello, somebody. Anyway, they hold that tight. But this is what we must do. God can take care of them. I love the family. God is alive in Midwest City.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. I hear he's alive in Enid too. In Norman. Hello, somebody. And Spencer. Hello, somebody. He's alive.
Yes, he is.
And that's what we have to do, church. When we say goodbye to those that we love.
Man.
Hello, somebody.
Right.
Commit to grieving. Yeah, we're going to miss you.
Yeah.
Commit to giving.
Yes.
Do the best we can.
Yes.
But you know, every time I move, you know what I want? Every time I move, what I want?
Yeah.
Other than that, I usually want new furniture. Hello! We moved to this. See, I'm of a new generation. See, that's a generation that kept y'all. Y'all kept y'all furniture 25, 30, 40 years. I'm a new generation. I want something new. If I'm going in something new, I want something new. Hello, somebody.
All right.
When I go in this church, hello, somebody. You think I want to know this is good stuff in here. Hello, I'm going to want some new stuff. Amen. So be committed to giving. Most of all, be committed to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I told you I wouldn't be long this morning. Deacons, will you come? All eyes closed, heads bowed, saints are praying. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ knew how to say goodbye.
Yes.
Because he was committed to grieving.
Yeah.
That's why he said on that cross, my God, why have thou forsaken me?
Yes.
But you know what? I'm so glad that his grief didn't stop him from giving.
All right.
Because even as he grieved, he was willing to give his life for the sins of the world.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that able for him to give his life, he committed himself unto the Lord, even to the point of death.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
That's why I say sometimes our greatest blessing is in the saying of goodbye. Sometimes our greatest blessing is in the dying to self.
Yes.
Hello, son. He was willing to die to self, because in the Garden of Gethsemane, he didn't want the cup. He said, Father, if it be thy will.
Yes.
Hello, somebody. Let this cup pass me by. But he was committed to God, so because he said, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hello, somebody. He was committing himself unto the Lord, and he committed his life to God as he died, or he gave up his ghost, and he was taken from the cross and put in a borrowed tomb. Hello, somebody. When he was put in that borrowed tomb, he was still committed to the Lord. Because he had to stay dead for 3 days, but the Bible says that he got up on the third day with all power.
I want to thank you for listening today, and we want to take this opportunity to describe the ABCs of salvation. The A of salvation is accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The B of salvation is believe in your heart. And the C of salvation is to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you can do those three things today, then you can be saved. If you can believe that Jesus Christ is God's only Son, that he died for your sins and was buried and raised again on the third day, then today you can be saved. And you can pray a simple prayer of salvation and just ask God into your heart to accept, believe, and confess today, and you will be saved. If you pray a prayer of salvation, we want you to become a part of a church home. If you're anywhere near Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, we want to see you at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. We want to thank you for listening. Bless you. Hello again, this is Pastor Michael Eaton. Once again, thank you for listening today. We want to encourage you to go out and pick up my book and workbook entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, The Secret to Your Best Life, the book and the workbook. And if you'd like to save a little money, you can get both the book and workbook on Kindle. Again, it's entitled The Secret to Your Best Life, and you can pick it up at Amazon.com, or you can order it at any major bookstore. Pick up copies for yourself and send a copy to a family member or a friend. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you and keep you is my prayer.